Welcome to The Seven Show, where the integration of faith and creativity collides. Discussing a variety of topics from faith to fitness to leadership to self-care, I am your host, Robert L. Wagner, and this is The Seven Show.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another edition of The Seven Show. I am your host, Robert L. Wagner, and it's truly a blessing to be back with you after a pandemic and so many people flooding the online space. And that's kind of one reason why I didn't do a lot last year, was because there was so many people kind of flooding the gates, and just wanted to just let the water settle a little bit and then come back and really provide some resources and some valuable content to you. But I've also been busy with life and developing curriculum and writing books. I wrote two books that was released this year. The first of the year, my first book was called The Problematic People. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, or anywhere books are sold. It is one of my lifelong goals to write books on or reflections on the writings and the work of the Apostle Paul. So I'll be releasing another book probably at the end of this year, my reflections on Titus, but a lifelong project to do the 13 letters of Paul. And then my second book, it's called Rise, Slay, Eat, and I am truly excited about this project and receiving a lot of great information, testimonials and reviews about the project and what it's doing and how it's doing with affecting the overall positioning of people, their mindset, and helping them take center stage. And if you heard me before, you know center stage is an acronym for strengths, temperaments, abilities, your gifts, both natural and spiritual, and your experiences, and how that can help you take center stage in your life story, your narrative, your role of who you are, etc. So we're going to get into the book of Rise, Slay, Eat right after this.
So it's Monday morning, and you make the decision, today I will begin my fitness journey. You woke, you prayed, but you have the slightest idea what to train. You think about heading over to YouTube, but then you think about how crowded it is with trainers. Who do I choose? I want to suggest you check out the Wait, Pray, Train book. You can place an order for an ebook or hard copy and have it delivered to you from the convenience of your cellular device. Everything you need in one place, from daily devotionals to workouts to meal plans and even a section of common questions to trainers. That's right. Go to WaitPrayTrain.com or visit Amazon 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in the palm of your hands. Think of it as your own personal trainer plus more. Wait, Pray, Train.
Rise, Slay, Eat is a practical guide to becoming the best version of yourself. This book will help lead you to take an introspective journey that will lead to greater sense of self-awareness and the courage to take center stage in your life. This book has 14 chapters, and in brevity, we'll cover these just kind of as an overview and a flyover, if you will, about this particular book. And I want you to go and get this book. It's a power-packed read. It's a very quick read, but it's one that is full of practical ways for you to become the best version of yourself. The first chapter talks about learning the power of affirmations. And if you know anything about affirmations, it's about getting your mind right, right? It's about telling yourself, I used to always say, like, he that listens to himself may fail, but he that talks to himself is wise. Because you have to tell yourself sometimes, self don't do this or self don't do this, because self will tell you sometimes what you are and what you ain't and what you don't have. And you have to tell yourself that you are more than a conqueror and that you deserve better. And so we give some practical ways of how to get your mind right and how affirmations are impactful to your overall development and journey. The second chapter, we go into becoming more self-aware, because self-awareness is important, because self-awareness is knowing yourself. And it's, if you're going to take that road to self-development and that road to becoming the best version of yourself, Self-awareness is a critical step because there are no quick fixes in this life. It's a journey. And people that are reaching greater things in life are those individuals who understand where their limits are and where their opportunities are as well. You know, an unskilled person or an unaware individual doesn't know their self well, don't seek feedback. But a person that is skilled knows their strengths, seeks feedback, open to criticism, and gains insight from their mistakes. And we give strategies of how to become more self-aware as well. The third chapter is discovering personal values. And I like to call personal values the temperature gauges of your life. When you have personal values, they help guide you and help you make decisions. When I was young, my dad used to always say, as he would teach, we don't do what they do down the street, because there are family values that we have as well. Many of us have core values for families or values that we embrace from jobs, but what are your values that you have in yourself? And so we give you ways to identify these values and also a list of popular values that people hold and how to accomplish that as well. The fourth chapter is about self-love and being good to yourself. And if you're going to be an individual that is becoming the best version of yourself, you must love yourself, flaws and all. Self-acceptance is the first step in building self-love. And we want to help you realizing that you are an anomaly. You have accomplishments and how to identify them and then avoid minimizing yourself. The fifth chapter looks at embracing your uniqueness. I've said many times, my father and mother used to say all the time, that no one can do what you do like you do it. You may be a subpar someone else, but you are the best version of you when you are truly you. And there is nobody else like you. We look at how unique we are and how there is truly a remarkable thing in us of how no one else in this world is exactly like you. And then we go into friends and how many of us have them, right? Because friendships and tribes of people around you are individuals that can help you navigate the troubled waters of life. And so we talk about friendships and how some of the myths of friendships are, and how to restore and keep good friends. And then we look at forgiving yourself, because if you're going to be a person that is on the path towards self-acceptance and self-awareness and becoming the best version, you must also forgive the previous mistakes you've made. And it's important. And we look at practical guides and guidelines about how to do that. And then we look at creating your life map and what life maps do for you and how they guide you and help you determine and make decisions. So we want you to look at that and focus on life maps. And then Chapter 9 talks about setting yourself on fire, because when you set yourself on fire, people come and watch you burn, and not only watch you, but they also find a spark within themselves and begin to burn on the inside as well. And then if you're going to be a person that is becoming your best version and rising, slaying, and eating, you must also eat well and living a healthy life journey. Next is about serving others and how you give back to other individuals, and that you're created not for you, but for the world. Next, we talk about refueling, how you need to rest to refuel yourself to continue on the journey, and the importance of fuel and rest. And then we talk about the center stage, and the book culminates here, because it's all about taking that center stage in the journey. Because if all the world's a stage, then you're on the stage, and you must take center stage of your story and not allow others to take the center stage in yours. And then last but not least, we want to live an adventurous life. And we talk about the affirmation of living adventurously, living in a way that life becomes fun and fueled to do greater things. And I hope you grab this book, because this book is, again, it's a practical guide. It's very practical. In fact, some of the testimonials that were given for the book itself, you know, one person, Fred Willis, said, "Rosalie, it will give you what is needed to burn in such a way that you attract others." It was Tina Williams who said, "Everything comes with a manual except the mind." And Rosalie Eat is one of the dopest thought-provoking books I've ever read or read since this pandemic. Go grab this book. It will bless you. It will change you. It will give you the necessary courage to take center stage and the tools to do just that. Thank you. We'll see you next time on The Sabbath Show.
The conversation doesn't end here, so join me at robertlwagner.com or all social media platforms at Robert L. Wagner to continue the dialogue. And as always, join me each week for another edition of The Seven Show.
This episode has been brought to you by Seven University. Go to Seven University at facebook.com for more information.